Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Continue to join the host of heaven to sing hallelujah to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. I'm happy to be here. Are you happy to be here? Okay. This evening, I would just like you to join me. I appreciate my mother, Pastor Kay. Our Father, for the opportunity. You can do more. You can do more. Also join me to appreciate Pastor Dayo, Pastor Charles, Pastor Victoria, Pastor Derek, and everyone in the house. I appreciate you this evening in the name of Jesus. Okay. This evening, we are still on the series, We Are Family. We are talking on identity. My topic this evening is know your place. Know your place. We normally hear know yourself, know your place. And for you to know your place, know yourself. You need to know who you are for you to know your place. You need to know your function. And knowing yourself and knowing your place is not, you are not taking your place and yourself, your own identity from the things you know, from the family background, from the culture where you are coming from. Praise God. Okay, we'll go to the original place where our identity started from. And I'm just going to give you a brief story and of where we started from. It says, who I am in Christ. We started from that place. And this whole entire story started in Genesis 1:26. The whole story of who am I, where is my place, the whole story started from Genesis 1:26. And the thought and picture of man came into God's mind. And he said, let's make man in our own image. The Trinity decided and agreed. Genesis 1:26. Says, then God said, let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make man in our own image, according to our likeness, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness. Praise the Lord. Then they discussed further and said, they discussed what kind of man to create. Color, the stature of the man, what he will do, and how long he's going to live here on earth. They took their time to discuss all this. In Psalm 139, 15, 16, it says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. They agreed they will not function the same way. They agreed that the man they are going to create, the different men they are going to create, they are not going to be the same. They are not going to function, have the same function, the same purpose. Psalm 139 showed us this. 139, 13 to 14 says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that fully well. There is no one person that is the same. God created us all and gave us different purposes and gave us, he created us uniquely. Even the identical twins, there is something that you will be able to use to identify that they are that this is the first, this is the second. So God created us uniquely. No matter how the same we look, there's something that is different between the two of us. Praise God. Jeremiah 1:4-5 says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. After all this discussion and after creating the man, at some point, this man created started to malfunction. God began looking for a way to solve the challenge. What is really the challenge? How do I solve? Why did man malfunction? And how am I going to restore him back? So God looked at man in the malfunctioning state and started looking all through. How do I bring back man to the original state and purpose for which I created him? And from the beginning, Father has been trying to bring man back to the original place of enthronement. Because when he created man, Genesis 1:26-28, he said, he blessed and he said, be fruitful and multiply and take care of the earth and dominate and rule. So man now has left the place of enthronement where God kept you to rule. Man left the place. And Father kept thinking, how do I bring back man? So he started all through from Genesis. All he was doing was to bring man back to himself, was to call man back to himself. So from the beginning, Father has been trying to bring man back to the original place of enthronement. At some point, he made available the city of refuge. So man can, at least man can have mercy. Man can have a second chance. Joshua 20:1-3. Then the Lord said to Joshua, tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge as I instructed you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person accidentally and unintentionally may flee there and find protection from the avenger of blood. All along, his desire was for man to come back to him. All along, from Genesis to Malachi, was how man will come back to him. How will man come back to me? And I said, he kept using the prophets, using everyone to call back man to himself. He said in 2 Chronicles 7:14-15, he said, if my people who are called by my name, remember God made us, they sat down and discussed and said, let us make man in our own image. He said, if these people who are called by my name, by my image, if they could just humble themselves and trace themselves back to me, then I will forgive them. Then I will heal them. Then this temple, my ear will be open to hear them when they pray. My eyes will be upon them. I will hear them when they cry. Praise God. So all God was doing from the beginning was how he was going to bring relationship back, man's relationship back to him. Praise the Lord. In Luke 15, the prodigal son, when he went away, the father kept waiting for his return. That was God waiting for us to to trace ourselves back, to trace ourselves to the original design that he has created us to be. Praise the Lord. And finally, they, the Trinity, discovered the only way to restore man back is to sacrifice his only son to resolve the challenge why man malfunctioned. Salvation became the ultimate solution. Christ dying for us became the ultimate solution to us living in our royal identity, living in going back to the place of dominion. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ became our ultimate identity. Identity describes to you who you are. It is identity that describes who you are. It is only when you have an identity, that's when you know who you are. If I don't have a son name, I won't know where I came from. If I'm not called by social name, if you call me Blessing Umukoro, you will not, most times the king of Ogara is Umukoro. Once you say Blessing Umukoro, the next question is it the Ogara? Is it the... So that Umukoro is my name. That's what gave me identity. So once I am called Umukoro, they begin to trace where I'm coming from. So identity is what describes exactly who you are. Praise the Lord. The announcement, I usually call it the big announcement. Before the conception and birth of every child, just like in Genesis 1:26, the arrival and purpose is announced. When every child is coming, God announces them and creates a purpose for them. This is why I'm bringing this child. This is why I'm bringing this person. Like someone appointed to an office is announced and job responsibility are given. That was how we were announced the day that we were giving birth to. The time the before our conception, we were announced. What we are coming to the earth to do was also announced with us. It was already fashioned at all written in the book. Luke 1:13-17. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zachariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at the birth, at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." 30:33 says, "But the angel of the Lord said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.'" In Genesis 13:5, we also find announcement of a child that is being born. "You will become pregnant and have son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines." From this scripture, you could see that as the children are coming, before their conception, they were announced, and their names were called. Their purpose on earth was declared to the parents. So also, the day that you were conceived, before you were conceived, God announced you and spoke that so person is coming. And as this person is coming, this is the purpose of this person on earth. You didn't happen by Boa, the Big Bang, neither by the definition of that child that says that you order the child at the supermarket and you go and stay on the queue and collect. You order the child and say the type that you want. Then they will tell you when to come and pick it up. You didn't happen by that. It's God took his time to announce your coming and your purpose. Praise the Lord. Truth about you, the truth about you. Living for Christ is not a reproach. Because Christ is our ultimate identity, I cannot take my identity from what I have learned, what I have achieved, the culture I came from. My true identity comes from the Maker, the image of the Father, and Jesus Christ that died for me. Jesus Christ became the mirror of my life is the true identity that I now stand and say, I am a child of God. I am not ashamed to say I'm a child of God. You know, many of us are ashamed sometimes to say I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, because it's not the trendy thing. It's not trendy, it's not yopi, you know, it's not the happening thing. So I would not want to say I'm a Christian, especially when we are with some of those our friends that are very yopi, you know, that so that they will not say I'm not joined, I not belong. Praise the Lord. So 2 Timothy 1:8-12 says, so do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or about me, his prisoner, but with me take your share of suffering for the gospel. Continue to preach regardless of the circumstances, in accordance with the power of God, for his power is invisible. This is why I suffer as I do. Still, I am not ashamed, for I know him, and I'm personally acquainted with him, whom I have believed with absolute trust and confidence in him and in the truth of his deity. And I'm persuaded beyond any doubt that he is able to guard that which I have trusted to him until that day when I stand before him. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to be ashamed of saying that I am a child of God. I'm a believer. I'm not going to be ashamed of associating myself with believers. Because that is where my source comes from. That is where I was rooted from. That is my originality. If I cut myself from there and begin to take identity from my culture, from what I have achieved, from what I have learned, I'm going to look like a fish out of water. It won't take me time. I will quench off. I will only jump for a while and I will quench off. Praise the Lord. Another truth about us is being a child of God is the best identity you can ever have. Being a child of God is the best identity you can ever have. 1 Peter 2:9-10, it says, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instrument to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. If not for God, a lot of us, we don't even know where we'll be by now. We don't know where we'll be by now. But by the grace of God that we held on to the name, I'm a child of God, I'm a believer, we are able to sail to where we are. It's the best thing that you can ever have. It's the highest wealth you can ever have. Praise the Lord. Who you are determines what you will do in life. Who you are determines who you will be in life. I will understand the purpose I was created for when I understand the kind of person I am. This is the secret of knowing God's will for my life. Remember in the beginning, the Trinity discussed. They discussed the kind of man that they are going to create, the stature, the color, how long he's going to live, what he's going to do on earth. So if I don't, the way they created me, it means that I'm created for a purpose. I'm not created for just to come and for a show off. So if Auntie Jennifer, for instance, she's dark, a little bit chubby, and with normal height, God created her with everything that she has been. God created her for that purpose, for a specific purpose that she should fulfill on earth. God didn't make her for show. He made her to fulfill a specific purpose. Now, evening, we see Jennifer tomorrow and say, Father, why did you make me Oyibona? Eh? This sun now is hitting me like this. It's not hitting Jennifer. But God created evening for a purpose. Praise the Lord. So evening has a color different. Evening's color, we attract even kinds of people that has the same color with her. She will be able to talk with them. She will be able to explain with them. She will explain to them. She will be able to feel their pain and minister to them. But Jennifer will not be able to feel their pain and minister to them because she has a dark skin. Praise the Lord. So if I understand the purpose, I can only understand the purpose if I know the kind of person I am, who God, how God created me, he has formed me for a purpose. So it's my form that determines who I'm going to be. So my person, in 300 level of our FDA, we are taught shape. It's called shape. How I'm shaped determines the function I'm going to carry out on earth. And the shape, the S is spiritual gift. You say everybody is giving gift, different gift of the spirit. Some are giving prophets, evangelists, teachers, apostles. So God gave each and every one of us different gifts. So all of us here cannot be prophets. If all of us are prophets, who is the apostle that will direct us? Who is the evangelist that will go out to bring the people that we will prophesy to? Praise the Lord. Then the H stands for heart. The heart is our passion. What we passion about? What is it that when someone that likes music, someone that wants that is supposed to be a singer, most times, or either singer or is supposed to write music or direct music, most times when they start singing or they start playing the chords, they say, that sound, I can resonate with that sound, or that sound is not right. Because it is the passion of that person. It's inbuilt in that person. Praise the Lord. The ability of that person. What is your ability? That's the A. The P is your personality. Some persons can jump. Some persons can shout. Some persons are very dramatic, while others are very quiet. Your personality, God gave you for your purpose. So don't now say, I want to become the dramatic person overnight when you are not created to be very dramatic. Praise the Lord. The E is your experience. All of us do not have the same experience. Even if we go through the same circumstances, we have different experience. Praise the Lord. So all these things put together makes what God created you to be. God created you for a purpose. And it is all these things that will determine that thing that you are supposed to fulfill. Praise the Lord. If you want to know more about your shape and your purpose and your heartbeat, your gifting, you go for our FEM Development Academy. A new session just began. We will continue that training there. Praise the Lord. Luke 4:17-19. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You must know what is written in your books, because at the beginning, it was discussed. They took time to write them all down, to fashion all down. So you must know what is written concerning you. And you will not know it by only going to school or culture, by the name that is given to you. You will know it by studying the word, because the word itself is Jesus Christ. So that is where you will pick that identity from. Praise the Lord. Another point is believe you are filled with goodness. Most times we have this, I don't get anything, I won't give them. Because I don't have anything, I want to give them. You have a lot of things in you that you can give out. A lot. If you can't give money, you can give encouragement. You can't give encouragement, you can give your time. If you can't give your time, you can give your talent. Your talent can be sweeping. You can sweep the ass of the person. Praise the Lord. So we have a lot of goodness. It could be that you want to connect somebody. Romans 15 verse 4. I myself am convinced, my brother and sister, that you yourself are full of goodness, filled with the knowledge and competent to instruct one another. Praise the Lord. Let nothing or anybody intimidate you. Let nobody intimidate you. Let nothing intimidate you. At every level of life, everywhere you find yourself, and in everyone's life, there's something you can do or impact. There's no useless person. There's nobody that is useless. This is the day that you will leave the house, that rain is falling. That's the day you will know that nobody is useless. And all your clothes are outside. That person used to call us war all the time. Praise the Lord. That is the day you will know the usefulness of the Oswald. Yeah. When you now come back and meet your white on top of the mud, red mud, you now know that it's not an Oswo. Or you come back, mud is on the, that time they just filled your compound with red sand and the Oswo has packed all the clothes inside. That is the day you now appreciate that. Yes, it's true, because everyone is important. Sometimes we say, look at him with fish brain, fish head. Do you know what is in fish head? Fish head has two stones and a little ligament between the two. And when the stones jam, the fish will shock. That's the reflection you see. It means when you say fish brain, you are telling the person that the image of God in the beginning, that is stone and small ligament God puts in their head. Praise the Lord. Know who you are and wear it. You must know who you are. Know who you are very well and wear it. You must know who you are. You must know that you are not in a competition with anybody. Praise the Lord. Because of time, I have an illustration that I would have loved to do better. Okay, praise the Lord. I will need four persons. Praise the Lord. My mother said I should do the illustration. I need four persons quickly. You must know exactly who you are and wear it. No matter what you are doing, you must know who you are and wear that place, no matter the place. Praise the Lord. Okay, just come this way. Okay, Pastor Larry, I would like you to go down the stair with the suite. Then one person here. Then the two persons can sit here. Okay. Okay, here, Jennifer will be here. Okay. This is the man that is in the secret room interceding for all of us here. Praise the Lord. And he has been able to dig out something from the Spirit. Jennifer is the transporter. Jennifer goes to carry the suite and transport it to this person. This person is the one that is sharing. This one is accompanying her to share for people. Praise the Lord. Now, Pastor Larry cannot say that camera is not picking him, so he's not important. Or Jennifer cannot say, because Larry is at the background, Larry is not important. Praise the Lord. If Pastor Larry does not pray that thing out, we will not be able to get that thing to share to the community. If Jennifer is not there to connect Pastor Larry and Esosa and Evening, we will not be able to share it to the community. Jennifer will only transport it to them. They will keep it. The community will not benefit from it. So you must know your place in the society. You must know your place wherever you are. You must know your function in that place. No matter, when I was in the bank, I usually say, even if I'm in the dark, my favor will locate me there. No matter where you place me, my favor will locate me. So wherever you are, whether people are seeing you, people are not seeing you, is very important. If Pastor Larry does not know his function, all of us will suffer. She will not fulfill her destiny. She will not fulfill her destiny. Meanwhile, he's the most important man at that age. If Jennifer is not also there to do the transportation, we will also suffer. We will also suffer because it will only come out from spiritual. Physically, we will not be able to enjoy it because there is nobody to bring it to the physical. If she brings it to the physical, she's the one transporting the wealth. This is the person, the man that is supposed to carry the wealth and give to all of us. It will stuck here. Or she will not, she will say, nobody came to me. God did not answer my prayer. I've been praying God to give me money. Or I've been praying God to give me this car so that we can be using it to do evangelism. Praise the Lord. That is how important we are in the scope of life. So no matter where you, even if you are sweeping floor, the day you are not around, we will all sit in dust. Oh. So no matter who you are, no matter what you do, that thing you think is very minute is very important to the family. It's very important to that organization. It's very important in your family. No matter what, if it's spoon that you used to carry every day, the day you are not there, that spoon is waiting there. It will take ages. For someone to remove that spoon there, because you are the one that always see that when the person makes the tea is in the hurry, you draw the spoon there. You are the one that always goes to the kitchen at that particular time that will remove that spoon from that place. So no matter what you do, you must know your place. You are not in competition with anybody. So now Jennifer cannot say now they will say I'm very stingy or I'm not generous. I'm only connecting people. I want to come to the front to be the one sharing that thing that came. That connection came. Jennifer kept it. Meanwhile, Jennifer does not have the capacity and the ability and the personality to carry that thing and share. Praise the Lord. Pastor Larry himself, he will leave the place of that interceding or betting it and bringing it out, digging, groaning. And come, I want to be the channel. Nobody will be that place to bring it out from the Spirit. Praise the Lord. You are not in competition with anybody. God made you differently. If you fail, don't sleep there. Pick up yourself. Dust it. Reconcile with your maker. If you fail, pick up yourself. Don't. God is not shaming you. God is not looking for your wrong to start counting. Write it down. God is not out to shame you. He's not out to beat you. Is our father. They say if a child runs to the father and he poops, the father will not and stains him. He will not throw away the child because of the poo. So is our father. And 1 John 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us and even restore us and heal us. Praise the Lord. So we must restore to our maker. In Genesis 3:21, after the man fell, God, he said the Lord made garment of skin and clothed them. So God is not out to look for, to shame you or to disgrace you because you made a mistake or because you failed. God still went back to make garment of skin for them and clothed them. Praise the Lord. To cover their shame because it's his image. Nobody will see his child outside naked, whether he's playing or whatever it is, or they are beating the child and the child is naked outside and leaves the child. First thing, we look for something to cover the child first before we start resolving the issues. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 29:13-14 says, when you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you, sorry, just stay with me a little. For me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and what wants it more than anything else, I will make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree, I will turn things around for you. I will bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you. God's decree, bring you home to the place from which I sent you off into exile. You can count on it. It says, anytime you discover yourself, I will bring you back. Praise the Lord. The last illustration, while I was in the bank, there's something I noticed. Okay, two of you come this way. Pastor Larry, you can come up. Okay, just evening, come here. While I was in the bank, three of you queue up. Just queue up. While I was in the bank, I noticed something. I had to do it as an experiment. Two of us are attending to people that are on the queue. These two persons have been on the queue since morning, and there has probably not been network or something. And suddenly, network started working, and Jennifer is the last person that came. Because of impatience, Jennifer will walk forward and says to her, Madam, are you paying in? You are not supposed to be on this queue. See the person that is supposed to. See the person that is supposed to attend to you. Esosa will move. Jennifer will still be there or will do magumago and be in front. Me, I'm free. I'll say, next person, Jennifer will come. I will attend to Jennifer. Next person, Pastor Larry will come. I will attend. This person is counting money or sorting money for ATM. So this person has stayed there for 30 minutes. And I've stayed there for 1 hour. We now start quarreling. Well, I've been here. Everybody that has been behind me has gone. This person has said, but I didn't call you. That's how we live life most of the time. That's how we live life. So we see someone that asks her, is doing this. If it favors the other person, does not mean it will favor you. You are uniquely created. You are separate. You are different. So So many at times we have missed opportunity, missed where we are going, diverted, because Jennifer that is going to another journey came and just coming, came to meet you at the point where you are supposed to get, where you have gotten to where, so you missed it because of Jennifer that came and told you that, are you here? Most of time, or at times, you say, now this one you did do. Yeah, this one won't carry you go. Is this how you want to waste your life? Is this the thing you want to do? This one not the fresh money. And you need to hammer. So we have forgotten the place, our place in the society. We have forgotten our place at home, our place in the family. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know? So you must know who you are. Know your place. You were already a success. You were already a success before you were born. You were already a success. It was tested by the Trinity. They sat down and discussed it and put the colors and everything together. If we want to achieve communion, who will be the best person? How will the person that will be able to bring the bread or the wine, how will the person be to be able to carry out this function? They sat down and discussed it before they created you. Praise the Lord. In my place, they say, know your place, not be. Cause, na advice. Know yourself, no because, na advice. Thank you so much. So, I just want us to just lift up our hands and say, Father, draw me close to you. Never let me go. I come before you, I lay it on before you. Lead me back to you. If the choir can help me with, draw me close to you. Just ask Father, Father, draw me close to you. Lead me in the path that you have created for me. Anywhere I've missed it before, anywhere I've belittled that which you gave me or that which you've created in me, please draw me back to you. It is Jesus, you are all I want. Jesus, you are all I need. Jesus, you are all that matters. Lead me back to you. Just ask the Father. Even as they are singing, just talk to him. It is you. You know yourself. I don't know you. We are all different. Close to you.
Never let me go. Lay it all down. To hear you say that I'm you, my guiding star. No one else will. Oh, no one else will do. 'Cause no one else can take your place. No one else.
Talking that I was created for a purpose. I didn't just happen. I'm not an accident. And you have called me to greatness. You have called me to greatness. So you have called me to walk on mountains. You have called me to walk in a unique way. And so, Father, help me fulfill this purpose. 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 Ask him, Father, help me, show me each steps I need to take for fulfill. I want the books that is written concerning me to be vivid before me, to be open. Help me trace myself back to that place of greatness, of enthronement, that place you have taken me to. You raise me up. You raise me up. You raise me up to walk on mountains. You didn't call me to walk on the norm. I'm supposed to walk in the super, because I have the spiritual gift, which gives me an edge. And so just asking, Father, lead me to that place. Lead me to that place. You raise me up. You raise me up.
Listening. To get a copy of this message and other life transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706 969 6499. God bless you.